Father, we bless your holy name. Father, you said if I be lifted up, Father, that it will draw all men. And Father, even as we stand on this hour of this midnight call, Father, we're lifting your name up and we're giving your name the praise and the honor that it is due. Therefore, Father, we declare even on this prophetic midnight prayer call, we declare, Father, in your wonderful name that your will be done. Father, we declare in the name of Jesus that all shall be well. We declare that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. We declare supernatural doors in the lives of your people. Father, we thank you, Lord, for favor that shall surround us and be upon us in our family life, in our business, in our finances, in our relationship, Father. Father, we declare greatness for your people. Lord, we just want to thank you for everything that you are doing because, Father, we know that you are perfecting everything that concerns us. Father, we declare that your word will live big on the inside of us. Father, we declare that we will become the living, breathing entity of your word because it is the entrance of your word that bringeth life. We declare that the impossible will become possible in the name of Jesus. We declare in the name of Jesus, that all shall be well. We declare breakthroughs. We declare that things will begin to shift in our favor. We declare in the name of Jesus, Lord, that as we stand in unity and the oneness of faith, we declare that this, as we stand, it shall be a place and a space of unity. We declare in the name of Jesus that as we stand in faith, that this space and place will be a space of strength and power. We declare that your will be done, and we declare that we will rejoice and give you the honor and the glory. Prophetess Naomi, open up the lines so we can all begin to pray in the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord. Glory to your name, Father God. We give you praise. We give you honor, dear Lord. We thank you for this day, Father God. This is the day that you have made, Father God. Let us rejoice and be glad in it, dear Lord. And Father God, we thank you, we praise you, honor you, Father. Father, look upon all those that's on the call tonight, Father God. calling on you, Father God, trusting you, Father God, walking by faith and not by sight. The pastors that's on the phone line tonight, dear Lord. Touch them in a mighty way, Father God. Look upon those that need a healing in their body, Father God. Touch them, dear Lord. We give you praise, we give you, dear Lord. We thank you, Father, for your grace and your mercy upon our lives, dear Lord. And Father God, those that need a financial blessing, dear Lord, they stand in the gap, trusting you, Father, to touch their finances, touch their business, dear Lord. Father God, those that's going through in their jobs, dear Lord, touch them in a mighty way. Give them favor, Father God, in all situations, dear Lord. And Father God, I lift up families, dear Lord, families tonight, Father God. Touch every family that's going through changes, dear Lord. But we know all things work together for those that love you in Christ Jesus, dear Lord. And I lift up my brother Barry, dear Lord, and Christian again to you, Father God. I lift them up for salvation, Father God, as they go before the judge tomorrow, dear Lord. Father, you know everything, dear Lord. You know everything, Father God. But I speak salvation in this whole situation. Touch all my family members, dear Lord, that they will all be saved, Father God. They would know who you are, that you died on the cross for them, Father God. And we give you the praise and we give you the honor. And Father God, look upon Archbishop and Pastor Deborah, dear Lord, as they continue to globalize the prophetic, dear Lord. Dear Lord, look upon their children, look upon their grandchildren, dear Lord, look upon Mother Jordan, look upon Mother Darian, dear Lord, continue to give them strength in their bodies, dear Lord, keep them in their right minds, dear Lord, and we thank you, and we give you the praise, and we give you honor in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, and Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to come before you and lift your name up even right now at the top of the morning, Father God. Thank you for every life that's here on the line, even now, Father God. We thank you for obedience. We thank you for divine strength, even now, Father God. Father, allow restoration to take place in those households, even now, Father God. Father God, touch our families, touch our children, even now, Father God. Order their steps in your way, God, even now, Father God. Allow your protective angels to follow us and cover us, even now, Father God. Father, allow the joy of the Lord to be our strength even now, Father God. Father, bring peace. Blow a sweet wind of peace even now into our homes and into our hearts, Father God. Allow right relationships to be drawn to us even now, Father God. Allow your will to be done in our lives even now, Father God. Father, we thank you for innovative ideas. We thank you for joy, strength, and happiness even now, Father God. We thank you for connectivity. Mm-hmm. We thank you for right partnerships even now. In your mighty name we pray. I love you. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Kennedy Cook. Mm-hmm. Kennedy Cook.
Father God.
Go ahead.
Father God, we pray and ask you to help us go through our daily lives, make good decisions, and always to remember you and keep you in mind when we go through our day. Father God, we pray and ask for you to give us strength to go on and carry on when times might be feeling as if they're hard or feeling as if you cannot go through things anymore. We ask you to give us the strength. Father God, we ask you to give us increase and power in anything that we shall do in life. We ask you for you to always keep, to always order our steps and keep your name there. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Hallelujah, Father God, and we bless you. And we ask you in the name of Jesus to sanctify us through your truth, for your word is truth. Cause us to be strong and of good courage, and that cause us to not fear or be afraid, Lord God, for you are with us in everything that we do. Cause us, Lord God, to be very courageous, that we may observe to do it according to all the law which you command us to do, Father God. We pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you will cause those that will rise up against us one way shall flee seven ways. You said to not fret ourselves because of evildoers, neither shall we be envious of workers of iniquity, for soon they shall be cut off and wither as the green herb, Lord God. Cause us, Lord God, to stand, Lord, fast, Lord God, and cause us to meditate day and night on your word, that we may be a tree planted by the rivers of water to bring forth our fruit in this season. Also, our leaves shall not wither, and whatsoever we do shall prosper. For your kingdom, Lord God, is not in word but in power. And we decree and declare that your power is brought into full manifestation in our lives, Lord God, as we go forth Cause the power of your anointing to flow through us now, Lord God. Remove everything that would block the flow of your power in our lives. We decree it so, Lord God. We call for victory and breakthrough because you are our strength and power, and you make our way perfect. Hallelujah. And nevertheless, you saved us not for our sake, but for your name's sake, God, we decree this so, that we might make known your mighty power. In Jesus' name, and we bless our archbishop, and we bless our pastor, and we cover them, we strengthen their hands, and we decree a wall of fire about them, impenetrable wall of fire about them, and all that concerns them, Lord God, your divine protection. And we take dominion over every negative prayer prayed against them, every spirit of witchcraft and sorcery. We curse it and dispel every work of darkness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Prophet Kenneth.
Father God, I thank you for everything what you have been doing in each and every one of our lives. Father God, I thank you for everything that you are doing for Zoe Ministries. Continue to be opening open doors for us. Father God, I thank you for helping people that need saving in our lives. Father God, I thank you for Pastor and Bishop Ebenar Jordan. Father God, I thank you for people that have in their hard time right now, things that are not going too well for them. I thank you for that, to help them heal and heal them for everything that's been going bad. Father God, I thank you for people that that are not themselves right now because things that happened that was very bad for you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Prophet Joshua Jordan.
Amen. And amen. And Father God, we thank you even now, Father God, for this midnight cry. We thank you, Father God, for another day, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for this opportunity, Father God, to assemble in fellowship, Father God, and praise and bless your holy name, Father God. Father God, we thank you even now for our leaders and Archbishop and Pastor Deborah Jordan. Father God, we thank you for the divine covering that you have over their life, Father God, and as they continue to globalize the prophetic. Father God, we thank you for touching even Mother Mary Jordan, Father God, and Mother Mary Berry. And Father God, we thank you for the divine hedge of protection that you have over their lives. Father God, we thank you for touching the company of prophets. Father God, we thank you for touching even your servants even now, Father God, touching their households, touching their families, Father God. Father God, we thank you and we lift up each and every pastor, Father God. We lift up each and every bishop, Father God, each and every reverend, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for your fivefold ministry, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for even shepherding and feeding your sheep, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for continuously giving your people strength, Father God. Father God, we thank you and we lift up each and every prayer request even now, Father God, and we thank you, Father God, for your people that are even on this line, Father God, and even those that are not on this line, Father God. We thank you for them, Father God, and we thank you, Father God, for the divine covering and hedge of protection, Father God. We thank you for divine healing on this conference line, Father God. We thank you for increase, Father God. We thank you for doing a new thing even inside of our lives, Father God, even inside of our relationships, even inside of our accounts, Father God, even inside of our bodies, Father God, even inside of our families, Father God, even inside of our blood, Father God. We thank you for doing a new thing, Father God, even inside for each and every one of us, Father God. We thank you for touching our children, Father God. Father God, we thank you for touching even the educational system, Father God. We thank you for touching, Father God, even our children's minds, Father God. We thank you for touching even our parents, Father God. We thank you for touching our elders even this season, Father God. We thank you for building strong communities, Father God, in this season, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for ownership, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for housing miracles even in this season, Father God. Father God, we lift up even those, Father God, that are without a house, Father God, those that are without a shelter, Father God, we ask, Father God, that you wrap your warm and loving arms even around them, Father God, such that they may have a space, Father God, that they can call their own, Father God. We thank you even now, Father God, for doing a new thing even inside of your people and even inside of their lives, Father God. Father God, we thank you for strengthening even inside of even people's walks, Father God, even their knees and their bones, Father God, inside of their bodies, Father God. We thank you for that, Father God. We thank you and we even talk to ourselves, Father God, even now, and we speak to ourselves and we speak to them and decree and declare them in right alignment, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. By your blood, Father God, we know that we are washed white as snow, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the blood of Jesus, Father God, that can give us, wash us white as snow, Father God. We thank you for touching us in such a way, Father God, that you only know how to. In the mighty and precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray, amen and amen and amen.
Amen. Oh, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, we make a joyful noise unto you, oh, God, and we come before your presence with singing, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for this new day, oh, God, for this new day surely that you have made, oh, God, and we thank and praise your holy and mighty name, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way, oh, God, and we thank you, God, for ordering our step, oh, God. And, God, we thank you, God, that the words out of our mouth be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer, O God. O God, we give you all praise and honor, God. We thank you, God, for being our strength and our salvation, O God. O God, we thank you, God, for protecting, for shielding and protecting our family. We thank you for your blood that covers us, God, and covers our home and covers our children, God. And God covers all your people all over the world, O God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for authority, God. And we thank you, God, that for the people that's in high places, oh, God. And, God, we thank you, God, for making a path before us, oh, God. And, oh, God, and we thank you so much, oh, God, for letting us live like a king in the presence of our enemies, oh, God. Oh, God, and we thank you, God, for your help, God, that you always there for us, oh, God. Oh, God, and we thank you, God, for helping those that sick, the sick of the shed, and, God, answering their prayers, oh, God, comforting them and holding them, oh, God. And we thank you, God, for your love, oh, God, and we thank you, God, for your healing powers and your grace and your mercy, oh, God. Oh, God, you know who in the need of and what they in the need of, oh, God. Continue to touch them, God. And, God, touch our family, God. We thank you for relationship healing, oh, God. We thank you for family healing, God. And we thank you for family netting family together, oh, God. And, God, we thank you for worship and praise, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you for abundance, oh God, and we thank you for that double portion of blessings that you bring us, oh God. We thank you, God, for the blessing and prosperity that you bringing us today right here, oh God. And we thank you, God, for prospering us, oh God. We thank you, God, for giving us that right mind and that right thinking, oh God, and changing the things that's inside of our thinking that's not of you, God. And get it out, and we don't want it, God, but we want to be more like you and less like us. Oh God, less of us and more of you, oh God. We want to grow into what you would have us to be, oh God. We want to be what you called us to be here on this earth, on this land, truly your land, oh God. Oh God, thank you, God, so very much for all that you have done and the wisdom and the knowledge and the teaching that you have given us, oh God. And thank you, God, for us holding our hands and walking with us every step of the way, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn, O God. And thank you, God, because when you arise, the enemy scatters. Thank you, Almighty Power One. In your wonderful, precious name we pray. Thank you, God. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. So, Father, we give you thanks, and we give you praise, Father, that we truly can enter, Father, your gates with thanksgiving through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And into your courts, my God, with praise. Decree and declare, my God, that truly, my God, this is the day that you have made. We thank you, Father, Lord, that you surround us, my God, as the mountains are round about Jerusalem. Your protection, Father, from coast to coast, from bar to bar, from shore to shore. Even every home and every family member represented, Father, both far and near. Because for you, Lord, there is no distance, but you are omnipresent. And we thank you for your blood, my God, that is covering homes, that the blood is applied. Every doorpost and every lintel, Father. You're covering over lives. You're covering, my God, even our going up and coming in, our down sitting and uprising, Father. That you are a eternal refuge and honor to everlasting arms. We thank you for your eyes that are running to and fro, beholding the good and the evil, and standing strong on behalf of all those whose heart is perfect towards you in uprightness. Father, we thank you for Bishop E. Bernard John and Pastor and Prophetess Deborah Jordan. Father, you'll continue, Lord, to pour in your anointing, Father, afresh. the new things that, Lord, you are falling and you're revealing by your Holy Spirit, my God, and making known. We thank you for prophetic direction. We thank you for prophetic instruction, Father, that enable us, my God, to keep our focus, my God, even on Mount Zion, Father, even upon you, Lord Jesus, even every moment, my God, that, Lord, we can behold your face, even as David said, you always behold your face, you are at his right, and he shall not be moved. We give you glory and praise, Father, for your anointing that rests upon the house of Zoe, that your anointing that rests upon the company of prophets, your anointing that rests upon the family members, Father, even, my God, prophetess and mother Mary Jordan, and prophetess and mother Mary Varian, Father, you are surrounded with your angelical host of angels, and camp around about them, my God, bring ultimate deliverance and bring renewed strength to continue to soar upon eagle's wings. We thank you for the healing that you're touching, even those that are sick, inflicted, and body, my God, that, Lord, you're stretching forth your golden scepter from your throne of grace in heaven and seeing favor be found, and, Lord, healing taking place, my God, because you're still our balm in St. Gillian. Thank you for your healing. Thank you, Father, for your touch. Thank you for your ordering of our steps in your word, Father. In each and every moment and each and every day, Father, we thank you for your light that is guiding us, my God. Even, Lord Jesus, your Holy Spirit, and we give you glory, praise, and honor for renewed strength in our lives to soar upon eagle's wings. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Naya Cook?
Yes. Father God, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for this day. Father God, today we have sweet dreams and safe travels. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father Kenneth Cook, Senior.
Father God, we thank you this morning for another opportunity to gather with the saints in prayer. Father God, we acknowledge that you have been more than gracious to us. You're a faithful God. Father God, we just thank you for the opportunity to be in your presence. And, Lord, we thank you for the move even that you're doing in our children, Lord. Let the word just grow in them, Lord. Let the word root in them. Let the word just really take a strong root in their life, Lord, so as they begin to grow up, they can be a light and they can be leaders into the world, Lord. Father God, we want to also thank you for even a healing that's surrounded the house of Zoe, that's surrounded every individual that's on this call, that's reached out and that's prayed for healing, Lord. Father God, we want to thank you for even an answered prayer that you've done already, Father. Father God, we thank you for continued strength. Father God, we also want to thank you for another successful and blessed weeks that we've experienced, Father. And, Father God, we ask you that you keep us, you keep us in your strength, keep us in your grace and your mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Brother Brentis Myers, Prophet Brentis Myers.
Yes, ma'am. And, Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this moment. We thank you for keeping your word and your covenant with us. We thank you for the integrity of this call. We thank you for the head man of God, Archbishop Ebenezer Jordan. We thank you for the First Lady, Pastor Deborah Jordan. Lord, we thank you for the ministers and the elders and the deacons and the whole entire Joy Ministry staff, Lord. Help us grow us, minister through us, speak to us, Lord, and give us the strength and guidance and patience that you need for us to carry out your provision and vision and guide us in your word and keep us covered and smothered in your blood. Jesus, we thank you for all of our family members as they're going throughout their day. Lord, bless them, give them an opportunity to bless your name and come to you and give you the honor that you deserve because you kept us, you saved us, you gave us the will and the ability to do all things through you. And we thank you for your mighty grace, and we pray that you deliver us from any spiritual attack and deliver us from evil. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
And Father God, I thank you for all the things you're doing in my life and in my family's life, Team Cook life. I thank you, God, for my Zoe ministry family. I thank you for our leadership. I thank you, God, for the wisdom that you're giving each and one of us, God, to pour your wisdom, pour your light into us, God. Pour your peace, pour your increase, pour your victory and breakthrough in our lives, God. Father God, I see all things already being done and already being complete, and I see it to the end, having victory all around and all being successful. Father God, I ask that you give those sweet dreams, God. Give them good dreams, to dream of your goodness and your mercy, God. Father God, I will ask you to call a new focus upon the people of God's life, God, where they're focused on you and focused on being Christ-like, God. Father God, I thank you, God, for your faithfulness. I thank you, God, for your favor. I thank you, God, for covering and choosing me to be me. And Father God, you get all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continue to be in my mouth. And Father God, we give you honor, we give you praise, and we give you glory. We thank you for this midnight call prayer, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, for everyone that is on this line expecting, God, expecting for you to do what you said you can do. And even the things that they're, hallelujah, asking you and requesting you for, Father God, we know that everything that they're asking for and expecting, God, that it shall come to pass. And Father God, we thank you right now that even this hour, Father God, that you will begin to cause a supernatural breakthrough and increase upon your people, Father God. Holy Spirit, we ask you right now to prevail in the lives of your people right now. Go before us and make every crooked place straight right now, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, the things that we can't do, Holy Spirit, you are our advocate, our advocate. You can do it. You can speak to the universe on our behalf right now, and you can begin to cause things to be granted and released in our direction, God. In the name of Jesus, and Father God, we thank you right now that even every sick person that is on this line, we call forth Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer, to begin to invade their bodies right now. In the name of Jesus, let your healing anointing invade their bodies from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet right now. In the name of Jesus, everyone that is in need financially, Lord, that are going through any situation that there's a need, God, we call forth Jehovah Rapha, Lord, the Lord our provider right now. Begin to provide for us in ways that would astound us, God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we decree and we declare victory. I plead the blood of Jesus over everyone in the sound of my voice. I plead the blood of Jesus over their homes, their communities, over their families, their relationships. I plead the blood of Jesus even over their careers and their jobs, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, that you are causing supernatural miracles. And I thank you for the dunamis power, God, that yoke-breaking power that will begin to work in our life right now. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for our Archbishop Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan and his beloved Pastor Prophet Deborah Jordan right now, his beloved wife, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for their life. We thank you for their stand, Lord. And we plead your blood over them right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for their children, their beloved grandchildren, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over them, over mother, hallelujah, a mother, prophetess Mary Jordan. We plead the blood of Jesus over her and strengthen her, God. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus right now over mother, pastor, prophetess Mary Barron right now and her beloved family. We plead the blood of Jesus over her right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for victory. We thank you for breakthrough. And we thank you for every prophet, God. Hallelujah. Let your hallelujah Shekinah glory rest upon them right now. In the name of Jesus, let your glory rise up in them, God. In the name of Jesus. And I pray for my son right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over him right now. And Father God, I thank you for the turnaround and the breakthrough in this life. And Father God, I decree and we declare victory and breakthrough in the lives of your people. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Father, we just thank you, Lord. Father, we know that thy mercy endureth forever. Your mercy endureth throughout all generations. Therefore, Father, we thank you, Lord, for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your strength. Father, as we move forward in this day, the day that you have made, Father, Father, we thank you, Lord, that we'll move forward being skillful individuals, skillful men and women of God. We thank you, Lord, that we will move and allow your wisdom to motivate us and to navigate us even as we move forward, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that all that is due and all that we shall accomplish, you say it shall be done in your name, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, for traveling safety. Father, we thank you, Lord, even as we move and go to our different places on today, whether it be work, whether it be whatever type of business we have. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your grace and for your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for divine protection, and we thank you for safety, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you have placed a hedge of protection on our children. Now, Father, I pray for every household that is represented on this call today and every individual that's represented. Father, I pray, Lord, that you will have your way and that thy perfect will be granted unto them, Father. Lord, you know the need. You know why they are on this call, Father. And Father, I thank you, Lord, because the God that we serve is more than able. You are our Jehovah Rapha. You are our Jehovah Jireh. You are our all in all. And Father, we rely and we depend upon thee. And we thank you, Lord, for the work that you have already started on the inside of us. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're going to perfect everything that concerns us. And we give your name the praise and the thanks now and forever. Amen. Amen. Well, Prophet Naomi, thank you so much. Thank you, Prophet. Thank you for those that have been faithful. We just thank you, family, because we are doing a good work and we're not coming down from off of the wall. We're going to keep on keeping on in Jesus' name. Family, I love you to life. Peace and blessings. Prophetess Naomi.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Thank you. All right, people of God, just wanted to say please get your prayer request. You can go to PastorDeborahJordan.com. Again, that's PastorDeborahJordan.com and get your prayer requested. Also, Bishop Jordan, our Archbishop, is going to be back here, the Master Prophet, back here at 9 a.m. So come on to this back on this conference call at 9 a.m. teaching, and we're teaching out of the identity of the Holy Spirit. Excellent book, excellent read. If you're part of the Book of the Month Club, you have the book. Great teachings and lessons. Amen. Is there any other announcements from any other company or prophets? Please announce it right now.
Yes, this is Prophetess Jessica, and I just wanted to announce that later today at noon, we will have Prophetess Cheryl Clark on Pop Life Radio with a Friday checkup from the neck up, but dealing with personal development and emotional health. So you definitely want to tune in for that. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Prophetess Jessica Jordan, thank you. All right, is there any other announcement? All right, is there
Prophetess Naomi?
Yes, Bishop, how are you?
Doing great, powerful call. Thank you all for being on and supporting Prophetess Deborah. I want to say open your emails up because right now, as of today, is a time now. There's a window opening here now to begin to write the law of abundance check. I will be sending some specific information. So those of you that can, get your 8018 ready because something's getting ready to pop off from now into the month of June that's getting ready to set you up for June blessings. Thank you.
Thank you, Master Prophet, Archbishop. Amen. Check your email. Amen. I'm checking mine first thing in the morning. All right. Thank you all. Thank you, people of God. Anything else from the company of prophets? All right. I'm going to say good night and God bless. And we'll see you back here at 9 a.m.
God bless. Good night.
Okay.